You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures of Family Audio Drama. We're so glad you've joined us for today's exciting adventure. Because of some intense scenes and serious subject matter, please ask your parents to listen along with you if you are under the age of 10. And now, the Brinkman Adventures. Right now, Jack and Ian Brinkman are in Iraq visiting Dave Eubank and the Free Burma Rangers. Dave's team is here to assist the Iraqi army by caring for civilians being liberated from ISIS. Yesterday, Dave learned of a little girl trapped in the killing zone between a group of Chechen ISIS fighters and the Iraqi army. This 7-year-old girl has been there for 2 days among the victims, hiding under her mother's hijab in the 100-degree heat. If she moves, she'll be shot by merciless ISIS snipers. But if she stays put, she'll die of dehydration. The U.S. commander has promised smoke cover for a rescue attempt, but Dave still needs firepower from the Iraqi army.
Please, sir, we can do this. Give me a bulldozer, a couple Humvees, and an Abrams tank. If the tank blasts at ISIS positions, the bulldozer can clear the way for our Humvees. We can save her.
Dave, the Chechen ISIS fighters are the most ruthless and dangerous fighters we face. There are 200 of them up in the building surrounding her. Aren't you concerned with the level of risk involved?
God doesn't give me a spirit of fear, sir. He gives me boldness.
But they have 50 caliber sniper rifle, machine gun, ZSU-23, and anti-tank system. They even have Russian coronet. That road is a trap. Everyone would be blown up. Besides, we're fighting them right over here. Our attack kicks off in 15 minutes. I'm sorry about the civilians on that road, but I can't help you.
General, the Americans just started dropping smoke. Can you see it from your position?
Yes, but that's not enough.
Look now! They must have dropped 40 more rounds. Please, sir.
All right. I'll spare one Abrams tank, but that's all. No bulldozer. And you'll have to use your own Humvee.
Thank you. We'll meet the tank on the road. Okay, everyone. It's now or never. Who'll go with me?
I will.
I'll do it.
I'll go.
I'm in.
Okay, here's our tank. We'll be about 150 meters from her once we turn the corner. We'll need to go the rest of the way on foot. Jack, you stay with the Humvee so it's ready at a moment's notice. You're out of the line of fire behind this building. If we need help, I'll call on the radio.
Roger that.
Sky, Ephraim, Elia, as soon as we turn onto the main road, we'll be exposed. We'll be taking heavy fire. The tank will drive down the street in front of us, and we'll walk behind, using it as a shield. Hopefully, the tank can get us close enough to grab her. We have to move now before the smoke cover is gone.
Everyone, stay tight behind the tank. ISIS has at least 3 positions they'll be firing from.
Remember, it's going to be hot back there. These tanks are powered by jet engines. We need to hurry. The smoke's starting to dissipate. Lord Jesus, give us boldness and protection. Help us save this little girl. Amen.
Amen.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Then let's move out. Snipers at 9 and 12. This is Dave Eubank. The smoke was awesome, but it's gone. We need more. You got us here alive, but if we don't get smoke now, this kid's gonna die, the tank's gonna get blown up, and we're gonna die.
Copy that. One at the same location.
Roger.
Stand by.
It's beautiful.
All right, this is it. If the tank goes any further, its flank will be exposed. I'm making a run for it. I'll be out in the open for 20 meters. Give me cover. Lord Jesus, help me.
Go! 2 o'clock!
Let's get out of here. Jack, we're headed your way. Pull the Humvee around.
Roger.
You hit?
Yeah, in the cab.
Get up, you're gonna get crushed. Help him. Come on, come on. Where's that Humvee? Jack, closer, come on.
Get in.
heading your way. We'll be there in 3 mics. I have a little girl here who's gonna need a mom.
We'll be waiting.
The Humvee rushes toward the casualty collection point, CCP for short. On the way, Elliot treats Ephraim's gunshot wound while the little girl downs a bottle of water. Once they're safely at the CCP, Dave gives her an IV to get more fluids into her small, dehydrated body.
I wish we knew her name.
I can't believe she survived out there in the hot sun for 2 days. She's already looking a lot better.
I think she's gonna be okay.
Dave.
General Mustafa.
Thank you for saving her.
It was a team effort, sir. The Americans gave us smoke cover, you provided a tank, and God protected us.
Why are you doing this?
I thought about what would I want for my daughter if she was lying there. I serve Jesus, sir. He said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Can I hold her?
أنا باخذك بكون أبوك إذا ما لقينا قرايبينك.
If we can't find any relatives, I will adopt her myself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ian,
over here, Dad.
Wow, that was a big one. Lights up the whole sky. Oh, glad it wasn't closer.
How are you doing?
Still processing. I saw some pretty horrific things today. But I also saw incredible love. Watching Dave running through that hail of gunfire to save that girl, it's like he was literally being the hands and feet of Jesus.
You know he got hit last week, right? That's why he's wearing a bandage on his arm.
Yeah, I heard.
Was it weird being shot at?
Yeah. I won't ever forget the sound of bullets hitting the Humvee.
What was it like?
Like someone banging the side with a hammer. A couple of them actually got through.
Yikes. I can't wait to tell Mom.
You might let me tell her that part of the story.
Hold still while I cut off this old bandage. It's bleeding again.
I tripped and fell on it while I was running back with the girl. What a day. How you doing?
Fine. This one was a bit over the top, though.
No kidding. It felt goofy running behind that tank. You know when you're on a roller coaster going up, click, 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 click? Imagine when you start going down, you purposely disengage the wheels from the track. That's the feeling I had today.
Wow.
Honestly, I thought we were all gonna die. It really is a miracle we're talking right now.
I'm proud of you, Dave.
Love you.
For the record, I'm glad you did it. And yes, I would have understood.
Lord, thank you for this day, for letting us serve you by saving that beautiful little girl.
And thank you for answering our prayers and providing the smoke and tank.
And for getting us back in one piece.
Yes, Lord.
Zuhair, it's late. What can I do for you?
There is more.
More what?
More survivors in the rubble near the blown-up Pepsi factory, where you rescued the girl. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Well, there is a woman in there. ISIS shot her 2 days ago, and she can't move. She's hiding in the room with her daughter and crippled son. We have to help them.
How do you know all this?
Well, somehow she heard about what you guys did today. Her cell phone was still working after 2 days, and she called her brother, who then told me.
That area is all held by ISIS. They probably have soldiers stationed in that very building.
So what?
We'd have to crawl in there and carry people out. It's a suicide mission, Zuhair.
Well, you're the special forces. You can do anything. You lead and I'll follow.
This isn't a movie, man. Besides, you're in the army. You'd need permission from your commanding officer first.
Oh, I already asked him.
What do you say?
He said there's no point. I'd be killed, so would the people.
And what if he's right?
I don't care what he says, and I'll go alone if I have to.
You can't disobey orders, and I won't help if you don't have permission. Let's pray about this. God, if it's your will, please allow Zuhair's commanding officer to let him make this rescue. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Talk to him again.
If he says yes, come back in the morning.
All right.
Mohammed, thanks for coming.
Of course, brother.
Zuhair, did your commanding officer tell you why he changed his mind?
No. He just said today you're a volunteer. Do what you want to do, report back in the morning.
Okay. When we cross this road, we're going to be exposed for a couple seconds. Hang on and heads down.
Everyone okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fine.
This is as far as we drive. ISIS can't get a bead on us here because of the angle.
Are we sure this is worth it, guys?
We must do something.
We could all die along with the people we're trying to save.
Then I die with you.
All right. Jack, we don't expect you to follow us in.
I appreciate that, Dave. But you said you were short on personnel. And I want to help.
Sahali and Ian, you stay here. The vehicle's armored and you're on the Iraqi side of the line. You shouldn't have a problem. But if you see danger, drive back toward the CCP. You know the way, right?
I remember.
Ian, here's another set of binoculars. I want both of you alert and watching for us. And keep an eye out for the enemy. You two will be able to monitor the situation through the two-way radios. It's highly likely that we'll come out hot and be forced to make a run for it. Have the vehicle turned around and facing home when the time comes.
Got it.
Elliot, you're on video. Zuhair, since you know these buildings, we're following you. Remember, guys, we're not here to pick a fight with ISIS. That's the Iraqi army's job. These weapons are for defending ourselves and the people we're helping.
Amen.
Okay, are we all ready?
Ready.
Yes,
let's do this.
Lord, help us to rescue these people. Protect us, Jesus. Amen.
They're close. Listen. They have vantage points from that building and the one across the street. We'll need to scale that 10-foot embankment and then low crawl through the rubble for 50 meters.
I don't think they're inside that Blona Bibsi factory.
Well, that's where we're going then.
So, is this sort of thing normal for you guys?
I wouldn't say normal. You came at a pretty crazy time. But we've been on a lot of missions over the years, so you kind of get used to it.
Do you ever worry that...
About losing my dad?
Yeah.
Sometimes. I don't want to lose my dad, and it's scary to think about, but we've all entrusted our lives to God. We do whatever he asks, no matter what that means.
What a mess. Looks like a Mark 82 hit this place.
Elia, why don't you stay here and provide rear security in case they come around that corner?
Okay, Dave.
See how the collapsed ceiling is leaning and forming sort of a tunnel? We might be able to go under there and get all the way across this warehouse.
It's clear all the way through, but look at all those cans.
Yeah, they're knee-deep. There must be 10,000 of them.
There's no way we can walk through there. It would make way too much noise. If we take one step, we're dead.
Is there another way around?
The rest of the warehouse is all rubble. And if we go outside, they'll see us.
Guys, is God in this mission or not?
He's in it.
Well then, what are these cans? God parted the Red Sea. He can do anything, right?
Of course.
Okay then. In Jesus' name, it doesn't matter how many cans there are. I'm realizing that this isn't just a battle of flesh and blood. This is a battle against Satan and demons and the powers and principalities of evil. So Satan, in the name of Jesus, get back. Demons, get back. ISIS, you cannot stop us. You cannot touch us. We are going to go in and rescue whoever is left alive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Love each other.
unite and work for freedom, justice, and peace. Forgive and don't hate each other. Pray with faith, act with courage, never surrender. Freeborn Rangers.
With Zuhair leading the way, the team crashes through 50 meters of cans, trusting God to shut the ears of the enemy. At the end of the warehouse, Dave stations Muhammad at a second rear security point, and the rest of the team continues on down a narrow hallway.
Look, against that wall.
I think he's alive. His leg's in bad shape, though.
Sir, we're here to help you, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Your leg looks infected. Can you walk?
No.
We're gonna get you out of here.
Hey, a little girl.
Don't run.
Come back.
We're here to help. What's your name?
Zoe.
Bless you, in Jesus' name. Do you know where more people are?
Yes, my mother and my brother.
Jack, are you comfortable staying here with this man?
Yes.
Great, we'll be back. Stay low and stay alive.
8-year-old Zoe quietly leads Dave, Zuhair, and Sky across a small courtyard. The group witnesses heartbreaking evidence of ISIS brutality along the way. With ISIS fighters talking nearby, the men whisper and communicate with hand signals. Dave stations Sky at the edge of the courtyard, then continues on with Zoe to a small building. There he and Zuhair discover Zoe's mother and disabled brother.
Ma'am, we have come to help you. Are you the one who called?
Yes.
Can you move?
No. My back. They shot me.
Okay. We're going to get you out of here. Oh, no.
What?
Look. Out that window. Lying behind that burned out car.
Ya Zalame. You sure she's alive?
Yes. She slowly waved at me. How could she be alive there for 3 days in this heat? It's gotta be 100 degrees.
If we go out there, they will see us for sure.
I know. We wouldn't make it 2 steps before we'd be shot. Then they'd kill everyone else.
What can we do?
I don't know. God, would it be better to just leave her there?
Sky, you copy? Roger. Go ahead.
Sahili, it's your dad on the radio.
Never says he's scared during a mission.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Zuhair, I said there's no way to get out to her, but that's a human thought. God is greater than that. We gotta pray. Lord Jesus, give us a solution, because we don't have one. Amen.
What if we pulled her?
Pull her?
Yes. With a rope or something?
That's a great idea. Look.
Dave and Zuhair begin yanking exposed electrical wires from the walls and ceiling. Dave ties the pieces together until they have a single strand about 40 meters long. The men know that if the enemy sees either of them running into the courtyard, ISIS will immediately attack. But they might have a chance with Zoe, who poses little threat. Zuhair asks the young girl if she's willing to risk taking the wire to the woman, and she agrees. There will be only one chance, and Dave prays for God's intervention. Brave little Zoe dashes into the courtyard and throws one end of the wire to the woman. The roll lands squarely on her chest. Zoe scampers back safely, and the men begin pulling the woman toward themselves, hand over hand.
Gotcha. Hang in there. Don't follow that. Hold, get this lady out in Jesus' name.
Tell me.
Humble.
Hamish!
We got you.
It's okay.
Thank you, Lord. You are great. I don't think the enemy saw us pulling her, but if I'm wrong, we'll have company shortly. Sky, you there?
Roger.
I need you to come to my position.
On my way.
The men carry those who cannot walk. They begin to retrace their steps, at times crawling with the injured on their backs. Incredibly, they pass undetected by the enemy soldiers. Now one last obstacle stands between them and safety, the 10-foot embankment. Each injured person, along with Zoe, will need to be lowered carefully by hand.
Look, there's movement on top of the embankment.
That looks like Zuhair. He's carrying someone.
I think it's a woman.
And there's my dad. He's carrying someone, too.
Sahili, see us?
Yes! The Humvee is running and we're ready.
You got her?
Yep.
Let's get down there, Jack.
Here.
20 meters to the vehicle. Let's go, Rangers!
Come on! They've seen us!
Run!
Here, take her! Hang on, guys!
Go, go, go!
Sahaley, stay down!
Turn, this way! Do right!
I think we're gonna make it!
Thanks for coming, guys. Have a seat. General Mustafa is on his way. Praise God we made it. I didn't think we'd survive that mission. God was gracious.
Yeah.
And everyone we rescued is going to survive their wounds.
That's good to hear.
Look over there, on the slide. Zoe and Damoa, the two little girls God allowed us to save.
Man.
Thank you all for doing your part. God used each of you.
Thanks for leading us.
What are you talking about? Half the time I was following behind you with eyes the size of pancakes.
Salam alaikum.
General.
At ease, men.
General Mustafa, please. You can sit here, sir.
Thank you. Dave.
Yes, sir.
I know you and the other Rangers are leaving soon. I wanted to speak with you while you are all still here. I believe you when you say that you want to stay here with us. We want you to stay too, forever. You make us stronger. You share danger with us. We see death every day, but you remind us of life. You bring us food and medicine for the civilians that are set free. You take our wounded. You were shot yourself last week in the arm. You are with us completely. But please, when you go to America, tell them that we need help. We're fighting this war not just for us, but for everybody. And tell them that we are a lovely people. And tell them that we love them.
We'll pass that message along, sir.
Also, I want you to know that you've shown us what it means to follow Jesus.
Those words mean a lot, sir.
Would it be okay if I prayed for you?
That would be great, Zuhair.
God, lead us, protect us, and bless us. And thank you for sending the Free Burma Rangers to help me and my people. In the name of Jesus, Amen.
You're a Muslim, but you prayed in Jesus' name.
I know. I like it. I like the sound of it.
I hope one day you come to know him.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and this episode is entitled Operation Mosul, which is based on real people and events. To get the complete story, visit our website, brinkmanadventures.com. And now, here's the real Dave Eubank to close this episode with a few words.
through the whole time, actually, I would start to get scared, and I'd remember a scripture, and someone would say, Dave, be bold in Jesus' name. Not be careful, be bold, because we need to be told, be bold, not, oh, be careful. I mean, we're all naturally careful. But when things get really dangerous, you need to be told, first, listen to God, are you supposed to do it? And second, if you are, be bold, don't go halfway. And those words came back to me when I needed them, when I was very afraid. And I remember in the middle of the second rescue, I was with Sky, and I was about to drop him off his security position, and I turned him in. I said something I'd never said in combat or on the climb. I just said, Sky, I'm afraid. And he said, I am too. I said, let's just pray. And that's when we prayed in Jesus' name against all these things. And then I felt peace.